Tell me, were
what?
At that time when you would go to church, you would go every Sunday, right?
Not every Sunday. Yeah. We're supposed to, but I mean, we go sometimes, sometimes we don't. I mean, our religion, Orthodox, is not forced. It's not the Catholics. If you don't go in the church and Catholic, they say, why didn't you come in Sunday? Why you miss Sunday? You got to be in a fast day. You got to go and tell them why. We are Orthodox. We are free people. See? Free people, you know? I mean, who married there? And who was the priest that time? Scarpa?
Yeah.
Papa Scarpa?
Yeah. Scarpa's Scarpa was later. Papa Scarpa.
What do you mean? Who was it before?
Papa
Scarpa?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I got the birth a marriage license here.
We'll see it anyways. Okay. Tell me, in.
Papa Scarpa, Lazar and
yeah. What's that?
Well, maybe you married us.
Papa Scarpa, when did you get married?
Papa Scarpa. Yes, 1924.
Ah, that was Papa Scarpa.
Sure, but he was.
In 1914.
Little short guy.
Yeah.
But you don't know him.
I've seen pictures of him, and I
did
know
you?
Of him. Oh, yes. Yeah. In 1914, there was another priest, though. Papa.
1914, don't ask me, because I didn't
15.
Know from Norway.
Yeah.
I mean, it took me a couple of years before I can see Toronto. I mean, I was just like canary. I mean, you have to lead me to go to certain
this
places.
Is a very charming.
This is a dirty corner. Yeah, this is later, though.
My God, I didn't even see this long time. That's Andartiko. It's in the mountain there.
Yeah. This is the village the way it is now and the way it was then too, eh?
Yeah. Well, it's better now, I guess, probably better homes, you know, but some of them there.
Okay. Tell me, listen, the money, you said you saved money, all right?
All right.
You were working. Where did you save it? At home? Did you go to a bank?
Oh, yes. I get so much, and then I put in the bank. And my bank was a Royal Bank.
Oh, yeah?
Kiel and Sinclair. Yeah, Royal Bank was there.
How could you go to a bank if you couldn't speak any English?
Well, the bank will take you if you're a dummy. You can sign your name, and that's all they want, and they give you the book. They give us the money, you sign your name, you're all set.
But if you...
They're not going to ask you questions. Long as you sign your name, you got $50 or $100. Says, here, I want to put this money in the bank. They know. And you sign, they give you the book. You got your book. You get so much, you go there. Boom. Okay. See? That's the easiest question. There's no question about putting
but
the money.
Sending the money, like you said before, to pay off your ticket. Sending the money back.
Well, I had always somebody else give me a hand. You go in the post office there. I mean...
But you had a friend or a relative?
Oh, yes. You go in a bank, I mean, somebody knows a little bit more, eh?
Yeah.
And then you say, well, I want to send money to my father and so on and so forth. Here's the name, here's the address, and that's the goal, see? Okay?
All right.
And
when you got the job,
yes.
You got this by yourself, eh?
Yes.
Knocking doors.
Not by myself. Some fella helped me, see?
Who?
Oh, well, they call him Charlie Argiri, but he was going in English, Charlie. And he says to me, Mr. So-and-so, I think I'll get you a job, but I got to buy a bottle of whiskey for this boss. And the boss is German. So he bought a bottle of scotch, he gave him the bottle to the boss, and the boss says, bring the boy Monday morning. That was a Saturday.
Did you have to pay Charlie?
I had to pay for the bottle, yes, but...
you had to pay.
Oh, naturally. You got the job, I'd be glad to do, because I needed the job, and I'm broke, eh? So, I got the job. Well,
was
I worked
Charlie
there.
From your hometown?
Yeah.
Did he live at Niagara Street?
He did for a while, but that time then he was living in Junction, close to the factory. So when I moved from Niagara, I left. Once I got a job,
yeah,
I left. So gradually, I went to live with Charlie.
Where?
And that was a...
What street is this?
Sinclair and Britannia. Britannia, the little street is named Britannia. Mm-hmm.
By the junction.
Yeah, junction, they call them junction territories.
Yeah. So you wouldn't have to take the car, the tram.
No, that's right. No more car tickets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was close to the job.
So tell me the story about Charlie and the whiskey bottle.
Give him the bottle and then I got the job. See, he's always going those underground, what they call, under the table. Yeah. Years ago, there's a lot of people, they say, there is no such a thing. But the things this world has been set is always sideline. So I don't want to say anything else. It's a sideline, undercover. So I got the job anyway. I was willing to work a month free if I could get a job, you understand?
It was that bad.
Well, sure. I was bad that time.